And one name you're going to hear quite often on our coverage this afternoon is Eclipse Award winner Ken Ramsey. He's with us now on the Equine Forum. Ken, appreciate the time.
Good morning. Hey, Jude, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mr. Ramsey?
Well, I'm getting an echo back, but I can hear you. I think the racing gods may be smiling on us today because it rained a little bit last night. I went to Mr. D's party over at Matt Dicka's restaurant and enjoyed the helicopter ride. Matter of fact, I went up with one of your compatriots, Jill Byrne. So I may have an edge on some of the other owners today because I got an aerial view of the track.
Well, Ken, look, I know the connection probably isn't the greatest, so why don't you just walk us through each of your horses in the five greatest stakes
today?
That one?
Let me switch phones here. Hang on a minute.
All right. We'll get with Ken here in just a moment as he does have a horse in all
okay,
five.
Okay, hear me now?
Greatest
yeah.
Stakes. Gotcha,
you're
Ken.
In.
Okay, let me switch phones over here. Bad cellular telephone service up here. I should have put the system in myself.
That's right.
Never send a boy to do a man's job.
Okay,
right?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Ken. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you walk us through each of the horses in today's five greatest stakes? Start with Walking the Kitten in the Grade 3 Pucker Up.
Okay. Mike tells me that Walking the Kitten is going to be running the kitten today instead of walking it, so we're moving it up a notch. I think 8-1 might be a good price on this filly. She's having a working out well. The numbers are pretty much even, so I think we got a shot in the race. But that's the Grade 3. We're trying to focus on the big ones. But anyway, Walking the Kitten, she's not even stakes place, so might be a little ambitious. But was bringing the other four over. Thought we'd bring over her over and give her a shot. So Mike likes her today.
How about Hyper in the American Saint Leisure?
The old boy may have missed a step or two. He's eligible for Social Security. You know, he's 8 years old because we don't send our horses to barn after they, you know, win a three-year-old race. We try to keep them around. As you'll note, Big Blue Kitten is also 7 years old and Hyper's 8. So we got some old veterans here. But is the pizza man staying in or is he going to the million?
He's running in the million.
Okay. I'll go on record as saying I think he should have stayed in the St. Ledger where he'd have been the favorite because I don't think he's going to handle Chad Brown's horses in the million. But so that moves Hyper up then. He'll probably be the favorite. I just hope the old boy hadn't lost too much with a little advancing age. But he definitely can get the distance. So he's been a warrior for us. And win this race today, that'll put him pretty close to being a millionaire.
All right, well, that's the St. Leger, and then, of course, we go to the Grade 1 Secretariat, and you've won this race a couple of times with, of course, your Big Stallion Kitten's Joy in 2004 and Admiral Kitten in 2013. You now come back with Granny's Kitten. Tell me about this colt.
Well, we're trying to keep it in the kitten's family because the old man also won it, the Secretariat, so got a little experience in that with going all the way back when, in other words, when he won it, the guy that rode, well, I won't go back and go into all that. But anyway, Granny's Kitten, I think she got a shot today because the last race, it draw a line through that, and there was 26 horses, and Max Barn came down with some sort of a virus. Max Barn did not win a single race for me in the month of July. It was all recuperating, trying to get back on their feed. So July is in the rearview mirror. And Granny's Kitten is back feeling her oats today, or feeling his oats today. So just draw a line through that last race. So we're going to be competitive because we went off 3-1 in the Penn Mile right there and got some trouble. Then the Belmont Derby was 8-1. So I think Fourth to Pass is going to have all he can handle today when Granny's Kitten kicks in coming down the stretch.
Well, you got Stephanie's Kitten in the Beverly D, and she had kind of a horrid trip last time. I said on the radio, she was farther back than the balls on a tomcat. She had a lot to do in the stretch, and she came flying. What do you think about her today?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was with Chad Brown, and he was a little bit upset with the ride. So as soon as Ortez came back, he went on the offensive instead of defensive. He said, I'm sorry, you told me to take her back. I did not realize the race was going to set up the way it did. I had her too far back. She was 17 and a half lengths back. She got beat about 2.5, so she made up almost 15 lengths in the stretch. And Chad said that he had her in another zip code. So Ortez, I don't think, really knew what another zip code was, so Chad laid it out for him pretty good. So I don't think he'll be that far back today. This feels very tough. You got some good Europeans in there, especially the one that beat her last year, so she's going to have to bring her A game. But if she does, you may see my granddaughter Stephanie hanging on my arm as we come in the winner's circle.
Well, let's hope so. And then that brings us to the big one, and two horses going in the Arlington Million, Big Blue Kitten and Shining Copper. Tell me about those two, Ken.
Well, Shining Copper, he's in there for a rabbit. The last race he had, he only beat a nose for third, so he's almost a grade one stakes placed himself. But anyway, he was in there to set the pace, sort of like they do over in Europe. I've been over there several times, and, for example, Frankel never ran a single race without what they call a pacemaker in there with him. So Shining Copper is in there to ensure that there is an honest pace in the race, because Big Blue Kitten is probably one of the most consistent horses I've ever owned. He started 27 times. He's been in the money 24, and one of them was a total throwout because he was not himself at the race over in Ascot. So when you have a horse this consistent, you know he's going to fire his best shot. But what's been happening, several of those losses were losses where he had a lone speed in the race, and he would gallop around to the head of the stretch and sprint home, and Big Blue Kitten would get in a little traffic trouble and end up running second. So Bravo understands that today, and we know what the pacemaker is for and how we're going to use him. So I think Big Blue Kitten's going to fire. Of course, Chad has another horse in the race, Slumber. He's also a closer, so I realize that I'm setting it up for a closer. I just hope the closer is us. I've just got through selling the breeding rights to Big Blue Kitten to Brad Kelly of Calumet Farm. So I wish him well with the horse. He's going to be standing there. I don't know if he's going to retire him at the end of this year or what, but anyway, that'll be up to him. He's our horse through the Breeders' Cup. I guess you know he's already got the win in your end. So from here, we're going to take him to the Joe Hirsch over at Saratoga, and I mean at Belmont, and then in the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland. So after that, his future will be up to whatever Mr. Kelly of Calumet Farm wants to do with him.
Well, there's nobody better than plotting these different campaigns than Eclipse Award-winning owner Ken Ramsey. And, Ken, really appreciate you taking some time on the show this morning. Want to wish you all the best this afternoon, and thank you for all your support of what we do here on the network. Can't do it without you. Thank you.
Appreciate being on. Thank you, my guys, very much. Bye, Jude.
Right. Take it easy.